But also I find myself being like, yeah, and
yeah, so like basically like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Am I?
I know, it's a fucking joke.
This today will be exactly the same.
Great. Can't wait to never listen to it.
And also there'll be like music and stuff.
Yeah, cool.
So I hope that will make it sound a bit better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you free for a quick chat?
Hello and welcome to HRU OK Hun, the podcast dedicated to the stupid, disgusting and weird world of work. Yeah?
Nice.
Through the eyes of everyone's favourite team, the HR department.
Oh, lovely.
Or the most battered, but I wrote the most battered, but 10 out of 10 for effort team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. You can do that after everything.
Yeah. So I'm going to go, okay. Because it's my HR voice.
I like it.
You've got 5 minutes.
Nothing to worry about.
Nothing to do in the boardroom.
It's nothing bad.
Yeah.
It's nothing bad. Just don't, no, don't, can you bring, yeah, bring, yeah. Do bring your
bring
stuff.
Bring all your stuff. Yeah. We're just going to go into the room with no windows.
Yeah.
It's fine. There's another exit.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, okay.
Fuck me.
What happened to you?
The chair. Everything's fine. Okay. I'm Lizzie Boyd, and joining me today is Emily from HR.
Hi.
Hi, Emily. Oh, are you okay, Han?
Yeah, I'm good. Are you?
Yeah, yeah, pretty good. Yeah. Nervous? Good.
Yeah.
First
didn't think I would be.
No.
I think it's because I'm the first one.
Yeah.
I think it's throwing me off.
Yeah, you're the virgin.
No.
You're not.
Can I cut that out?
No. I've got pink or white. What would you like?
I'll go with pink, please.
Okay, we've got a Borsao Rosé selection.
Lovely.
2021. Oh.
I feel like...
Oh, ASMR.
Good. Yeah, yeah, nice. I feel like rosé is the HR drink.
Yeah, it's a Hun drink, isn't it?
Isn't it?
And we are Huns.
We are Huns.
The
title of this has really made me struggle not to have UK Hun in my head as well. The
UK Hun.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, that's a great song.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I've had that in my head probably since the episode.
Since thinking of it, nice. Cool. Yeah.
What's the Hun? Going off script.
Yeah.
What's the Hun starter pack?
Great question.
Working in HR.
Yeah.
Jane Norman bag.
Yeah. A lot of wine.
Mm. Pink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that it? Surely not. But. Chrome wine glasses. I had wine out of a chrome wine glass the other day.
Did you?
I was like, fucking hell.
What, like a Love Island wine glass?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, I've only ever seen them on Love Island.
Probably.
So probably, yes.
Probably that.
Yeah.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Who are you? Why did you?
I was at my friend's house.
Hmm. Still friends with her?
It's debatable, but she's a firefighter.
Oh.
And so, like, she's pretty cool. But she obviously had these glasses now. Mm. Anyway, tell me about yourself. What have you been up to?
I don't know.
Mm. Not work?
Yeah. Absolutely no idea. I've been working. Came straight from work, you know. The classic
Big
Wednesday.
Big time. Classic HR.
Classic HR.
Textbook.
It's been a classic HR day, actually.
Mm.
Quite a lot of other people's. Have you got 5 minutes? When they actually mean, have you got 45 minutes? And then you go in with a plan and you get nothing done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds like work.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in the biz?
What I found quite upsetting when thinking about this was realising that 10 years. 10 years in the biz.
Oh, a decade.
Yeah. So that's nice. So thank you for that, because that's your fault, because I hadn't thought about it until you asked me that question.
Sorry. And we started together.
We did.
God, we must have been so young and dumb.
Because
I'm still dumb, but I'm older.
much older. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I don't know any more than I did then. I definitely do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't
probably
worry.
Probably do.
But then I think, 10 years, that's a long time.
Yeah. What have you achieved? I've not achieved much in 10 years.
I mean, you have set up your own business.
Yeah.
And I am now a board level HR professional.
Wow. I'm just a board HR professional. And that's why I'm doing a podcast.
And that's why I'm on your podcast.
And that's why here we are.
Yeah.
Welcome. Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers.
Right. That doesn't really come within our remit. So what's the weirdest thing you've ever been asked at work?
I think there's been so many weird things that they kind of cancel each other out in my brain. But what I was thinking about when asked a weird question this week is the people that just assume because you're HR, you know everything. Mm. So when earlier this week someone asked me if I thought they'd be accepted for a mortgage application and I couldn't answer them, they were genuinely taken aback.
Aghast.
They were. They were aghast. Yeah. And it was really like, sorry. And it was a really specific mortgage.
Cool.
And I was like, I've got absolutely no idea. Like, I might know your salary and your home address, but, and they were like, right. So is there no way you can help? And I was like, no, not a single way.
Cool.
And it's stuff like that, that you just think, yeah. I don't know how that's what HR has become.
Yeah.
But it definitely is. That yeah. just like go to for anything anyone wants to know.
Yeah. I did have some, I started noting down because like, obviously people have been sending in their stories.
Yeah, yeah.
And some people were sending in things that they've been asked as
nice.
HR. But I think one of them was like, there's, you know, there's a skiddy in the toilet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can we get some more squash?
Yeah. Oh, I did actually have last week in the middle of a conversation with probably four or five people, someone said to me, whilst they were the one speaking, paused, looked across the table to me and said, can I say testicle in this conversation or can I not? And I was like, I mean, you just did. So, you yeah. know, you just go. You carry on.
You paused it up yeah. already.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah. It was great.
What was it? Testicles, spectacles.
Wallet.
What is it?
Testicles, spectacles, wallet and watch.
That's what I do every day.
Is it?
I check.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
Do you like your work?
I do. I do think it's largely because I'm inherently nosy. Mm. And I like knowing everything about everyone. Mm. There are days I don't like it.
Mm. Too much knowledge.
Too much. Yeah. Sometimes I think it's too much people.
Yeah. Nice. How do you sleep at night?
Close my eyes, to be honest.
God.
Yeah, I'm really...
No guilt or shame.
No.
That's interesting.
I'm a compartmentaliser. Mm. Leave that in the office.
Save it for a few decades
yeah.
down, maybe, as well.
Yeah, I'll probably be absolutely destroyed when I'm older, but right yeah. now, I'll sleep like a baby.
We'll circle back to that.
Okay, cool. I look forward to that.
In 10 ans, mm. as they say.
Do they say that?
Is it that?
I don't know. Never heard that before.
What's 10 in German?
Wine. They can only make this better, right?
Yeah, please.
The video's going to be nice too.
Oh yeah. Oh, the light's not on.
Oh, it's broken.
Oh, well.
Cool.
Oh, well, just audio only then, I suppose. Okay, so let's get into it.
Okay.
So we've received a lot.
I'm excited about these.
Of stories.
Yeah.
It was really hard to single out a few.
Yeah.
So thank you to everyone who sent in their stories. It's been triggering, I'll say.
Yeah, sure. I'm excited. Yeah. As someone that hasn't had to read all of them.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoy them.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ready to get into it. Okay, this one is called Let's Get It On.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I work for a small lettings agency. One of the properties on our books for rental was a very large and impressive house that was being listed as fully furnished.
Mm.
Lovely.
Lovely.
It was a very impressive house, done up to a high spec, unoccupied, great value.
Nice.
But after several months, it received absolutely no interest or viewings, and nobody can understand why this house hadn't been snapped up. It was a bargain and much better than anything else we had on our books.
Mm.
Very curious.
Sounds curious.
Mm. I'll read on.
Please do.
After months of no success letting the house, an email popped up one morning in the boss's inbox, a complaint. The complaint had come from a very angry lady. An angry lady.
The HR classic.
Oh my God. It's giving, like, hard typing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a hair flip.
Yeah.
Okay, very angry lady who explained that she was out with her friends, the girly whirlies.
Mm. Having a vino?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. A savvy bee, as my mum's friend would call it.
Savvy bee.
Oh, I'll have a Savvy B.
Savvy B.
Yeah.
I've actually gone off Savvy B.
Have you? Even New Zealand Savvy B?
NZ Savvy B is the same.
Sorry, I'm horrified with myself for saying that so easily.
You are a Hun.
I think I am a Hun, all right. I'll do the leopard print, you do the...
I'll do the Jane Norman backpack.
Done.
What was I saying? Yeah, Savvy B can suck my dick, actually.
Really?
Obviously, if I'm drunk, I will have it.
Yeah, fine, but you'll have anything, won't you?
Yeah. But it used to be ABC, anything but Chardonnay.
Mm, I noticed that.
Yeah. I've got Chardonnay. I don't mind a fat right there. It's organic.
Fine.
I'll continue. She explained she was out with her friends,
girly wordies,
at the weekend when she was approached by a young, rich, charming, fit businessman. Mm. After some drinks and dancing, he invited her back to his house to finish the night off. I love that she included this in the email.
Yeah.
Like, we wouldn't have known this.
No, this is not necessary.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, to be fair, but I'm assuming they didn't seem superfluous to the story.
When we finish the story, yeah. We didn't need that.
Great, but I love
it. I'm glad. Pray thee tell.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, her night came to an abrupt end when she arrived at his house, which turned out to be her old family home that her parents were trying to rent out. Sadly, she had not found herself the next Stephen Bartlett. She'd instead been necking a catfish estate agent all night. After a very short investigation, it came to light they had been living at the property part-time
for
4 months and had been turning away viewings for the property so he'd use it as his weekend shack pad. Unsurprisingly, the owner wasn't happy. What do you think about that? Credit where credit's due.
Absolutely. You can't fault him.
He is charming.
Clearly.
Listen.
Charming enough to carry it on for months and still get, you know, the need to have it as a shag pad.
Yeah. Yeah. He just wasn't...
He was unlucky, if anything.
He was unlucky.
He's the victim in this story.
Actually, he is the victim. And I'll tell you what else. She didn't get her shag.
She didn't get a shag?
No.
Because she got to the family home and went, you're not the right
person. I've already shagged in this house. Yeah.
Lost my V-card up there.
Done. Completed it, mate. Have you ever pretended to be someone you're not?
Interesting. I mean, probably potentially slightly every day. Yeah. Not to that degree, though. Have you?
I have, a couple of examples here.
Cool.
So one of them, I went to a Lady Gaga fancy dress party. Mm. I had, like, the cans in my hair. Mm-hmm. And the party was not that good. So we left and we went to GAY.
Nice.
And people thought that I was Lady Gaga dressed as someone who was dressed as
Lady Gaga.
They'd, like, got it into their heads that it was like a double thing. What's it called?
A double bluff.
And having looked back at pictures, like, I did not look like Lady Gaga.
Was everyone quite drunk?
Yeah. But I did get lifted up into the air, which was brilliant.
Like Lady Gaga.
And I didn't deny it.
No, fine. Well, why would you?
No, exactly.
I love that for you, actually. Yeah,
I really liked that.
Yeah.
My other example is went out. Rough night.
Mm.
Walkabout.
Ooh.
I was young.
Sure.
Girl.
Yeah.
Anyway, woke up the next day, gave a guy my number.
Yeah.
Was texting him, arranged a date.
Yeah.
Met up and then said hello. And then he was like, wait, you're not Australian? Clearly.
Yeah.
Have been putting on an Australian accent.
Yeah, to be fair, actually, I have done that with two of my friends. We were out exactly the same thing. Yeah. Told some guys that we were Australian.
Yeah.
They asked us a lot about the country of Australia and if clubbing was the same. And I do remember all of us telling them that you could take surfboards out clubbing with you, but you couldn't use them to hit people within the club. If you got into a fight, that was unacceptable. Yeah. But carrying them was pretty normal.
Yeah. Why is it always Australian as well?
I don't really know. I think it's quite an easy accent to fake when you're drunk.
Yeah. It's easy to do.
And no one really questions it.
No. Because why would they?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Well,
that's great. Love that.
Lovely little thread.
Yeah.
This one is short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
This one is called Parental Guardians.
Mm.
I'm going to try and deliver it with drama.
Okay, I'm ready.
I work in a school and we have a filtering system for all internet browsing.
I can see your face.
Yeah. Recently, and it's not as bad as you think, recently someone got pulled up for looking at Bumble during the working day. When asked what he was doing, he tried to pass it off as though he was actually reading The Guardian. Finn.
Stupid.
How does... Yeah. You know when you realise that people don't know how things work?
The Guardian, though, pretty high-end.
Yeah. But, I mean, Bumble's quite a high-end dating site, isn't
it? I think Bumble is the... Yeah, it's quite high-end because that's the women's one.
I think so, yeah.
I had Bumble for a time.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was too wifed off by Bumble.
Oh, yeah.
It's annoying, isn't it?
That is annoying. Although, because when you have Bumble, like, you have to say the first thing.
I would not cope well with that.
I wasn't good.
Yeah.
I didn't get much traction. Return on investment was low. Because I'd just be like, hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
24-hour countdown. Yeah.
Ooh,
and then they go. Or I'd go too far the other way and be like, you're like a fucking dick in that picture.
Yeah, yeah.
And
nice.
Then obviously
they're too familiar. And then they
quite rightly.
Yes. Not girlfriend material.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But luckily I've secured my partner now.
That's good. Well done.
So yeah.
Yeah. The filtering system reminded me of an HR-related story.
Oh, what?
I know. So there was a place I worked before and... there was someone went to use one of the computers. It was like all shared computers. Someone went to use one of the computers one morning, typed something in, can't remember what it exactly was, but like, you know, like when Google suggests your recent things, and it was loads and loads of different like porn related things. And no one had been in overnight. So there was an assumption that it was one of the security guards. Really awkward, like, it was like a shared building, had to contact the management, like speak to them. I didn't, but we did as a team, speak to them. Ended up checking CCTV to see if they'd gone and used that specific computer. They hadn't, blah, blah, blah. This went on for weeks and weeks, like where it kept happening. People kept trying to investigate it, different security guards, different things. Turned out someone had linked their Google account. And it was actually just the person at home viewing all of those porn sites. And not realizing it would come up on the work computer.
For fuck's sake.
It was so good.
God. Imagine the shame.
Yeah.
Did someone...
Yeah, because then obviously you then see whose linked account it is and you're like...
What sort of porn are we talking?
Quite a variety, to be fair. They were very inclusive.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
No, that is nice. It's good to hear.
Yeah.
Because, you know, D&I...
D&I, exactly. Always making HR jobs slightly easier.
Yeah.
And obviously, it didn't really result in any kind of disciplinary because they were doing it at home.
They're just wanking at home.
Just wanking at
home.
You
can't. You cannot get someone for wanking at
home. You can't. You can ask them to unlink their account.
Sure. Sure. And they should.
And they should for their own.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Stupid ass.
So good. Weeks it went on and everyone was like, fucking pervy security guards.
Oh, yeah, of course they get such a bad rep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Luckily, the CCTV every time just showed them walking straight through the office, so there was no, like...
No shuffling of the arms. Or...
No pausing at computers or whatever.
God.
Pausing at a computer.
Lovely.
Did you just check the thing to see if that picked up on the sound?
Yeah.
Thought you had...
Oh, fuck. I forgot. I poured this too... Oh. Okay.
I'll have a slightly smaller one than that, please.
Sure, I just forgot. It's because the glasses.
Thanks.
The glasses are so big. Okay, ready for your next story?
I'm ready.
This story is called The Printer.
Mm-hmm.
I work in an open plan office with one printer.
Great.
Povo.
Yeah, get a better office, mate.
Yeah, fine. I've got at least two printers. I don't. I work at home.
Do you have any printers?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Do you come here to print stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, quickly.
As was often the case, I found myself in a few colleagues...
How do you say was? Is it was or was?
Okay. Mm. Let me start again.
Could you?
I work in an open plan office with one printer. As was often the case, I found myself and a few colleagues gathered round, all waiting for various bits of boring paperwork to emerge. We were chatting away about nothing in particular as someone else's work was reeling off, when I caught sight of some pretty colourful content being laid out.
Lovely.
A sentence that still sticks with me today is, and actually in the edit might get Patrick Stewart to read this out, or nice. Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
But I'll do it.
You do it for now, yeah.
I can't wait to feel the warmth as you piss on my tits.
Oh, wow. That's visual. Yes. That's stirred up quite a few emotions and not many positive ones.
I need a wig.
Okay, cool. Can I interest you?
Yeah. And other X-rated happenings.
Mm.
Well, naturally, all eyes at the printer followed mine, and we all started giggling like school children, wondering where the Shakespearean scripture was coming from. Another office worker, who up until that moment was busily typing away with headphones on, came to have a look, and looking confused and shocked, gathered up the porny papers and put them in the scrap paper basket whilst muttering her outrage.
How can you just shred them? It's not really scrap paper, is it?
It's not scrap paper. Also,
yeah.
What
are you looking at?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Myself and the others eventually settled down after we got our less exciting printing, ready to crack on and take the anecdote home later. When we saw the same colleague do a quick coast clear check and scamper back to the printer to gather the scrap paper.
Amazing.
Clearly aware that she'd been spotted, I and the other printer dwellers got a meeting request immediately in my inbox. Meeting location? Hallway outside the toilets. Urgent.
Yeah, yeah.
Urgent.
Yeah. But private appointment.
Private. But urgent.
Yeah.
Hallway outside the toilets. We all arrived at our business meeting and were greeted by our red-faced teammate. The meeting began with a quiet intro. Okay, yeah, so it was me. I guess you know now I'm into some pretty kinky stuff. She proceeded to tell us about her side hustle, which is transcribing amateur audio porn fantasies.
In the middle of the working day.
All right, HR. That's a bloody abuse of company time.
It actually is.
And paper.
Company time and resources.
For them to be later read out by her and the paying customer.
Wow.
Very enterprising.
Isn't it? I've never heard of that before.
Are we in the wrong job?
Possibly.
Is what I want to know.
Based on the top-notch content we're putting out here.
God, I should just be reading out people's various... Nay, I don't want to.
I'm not sure you and I are people's fantasies, too
vanilla.
Unless
their fantasy is vanilla.
Yeah, very vanilla.
Yeah. If your fantasy is squirming...
Yeah, vanilla and giggles at rude words, then
yeah.
We can...
Yeah. If your fantasy is making an awkward face in the middle of anything sort of intimate,
yeah,
and laughing about it, that's, hey.
Imagine us trying to read out someone else's fantasy.
Yeah. And actually, apologies to any listeners of this podcast, because my voice is fucking annoying.
Mm. You've gone bold with me as your first choice as well. So.
So
I interestingly had a CV recently for an engineering type role, and the only experience they had was sex work.
Mm.
The way that they'd written, you know, like when you put your like experience and your daily tasks and all that sort of
achievements,
yeah, it was written in such a way, and it was like, excellent confidentiality.
Or like, yeah.
Good at rapport building.
Yeah.
Repeat customers. And there was all sorts of...
Bookkeeping.
Yeah, the way that they'd worded it. I mean, they had no engineering experience, so
sure.
It wasn't quite right for the role.
Not for the sort of engineering you want.
No, but, you know...
Desirable skill.
In multiple ways.
Yeah.
Many transferable skills.
Yeah. And it... it will get you a promotion in some companies.
100%.
Having those skills.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, not if you ask to be paid for them, normally. No. Well, you have to... Yeah.
Some companies.
Some companies.
We don't want to endorse them, but, like, they do exist.
Yeah.
Sure.
Insert an appropriate joke about how we've both got to where we are.
Yeah. I have sucked my way to the top. By the way, I'm my own boss now. So, who am I bribing now?
I just think I made it here.
Oh,
no, you're not going to be able to use any of this. That's honestly, you're going to have to get me back in like a week to be like, can we just have a straight conversation?
Yeah. I am going to lose business if I keep saying things like
that. I might lose my job.
Hey, well, there's another job out there for you.
Great, thank you. It's sex work.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I'd be very good at that.
No. No, sorry. Okay. This next one is... Oh, my gosh.
What?
No, nothing. I'm just, like... It just looks really fast. Why is it so fast? Tempo, 120. I don't know. It's recording it anyway. Whatever.
Look, if we have to do it again, we have to do
it. Yeah. Oh, God. This story is called The Warehouse Wanker.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
I'm ready.
I used to work for a huge distribution company, so our workforce was mainly made up of warehouse workers and lorry drivers, which made for some entertaining HR cases.
Nice.
Not all van drivers, okay? Hashtag. Not all warehouse workers. Hashtag.
Really good.
I said the hashtag at the wrong end.
That's okay. People will get it still.
Yeah. Very boomer of me. One thing you should know before I get into the story is that when people have to work in a warehouse with frozen or cold items, the company has to provide a warm room for people to thaw out a bit in and keep their temperature regulated. One day, we got a call from the warehouse manager who said we needed to get over there as soon as possible because there'd been an incident. He insisted that it was just better that we get there before going into details. He was very flustered on the phone.
That's a red flag, isn't it?
It's fine. It's fine. Just get here.
Yeah, just, I can't. I'll
just get here.
Just get here
if you can. Immediately, I thought I was going into something sinister, like a serious injury or something like that. Upon arriving at the warehouse, I was greeted by the site manager and security guard. Both had very stern looks on their faces, and the security guard was gripping a plastic bag tightly.
Oh, God.
We sat down and they began telling me what had happened. Well. One of the frozen warehouse workers had gone into the warm room to thaw out. And he ended up getting so hot that he decided it would be a good opportunity for a little bit of self-care.
Why? Well, why does getting hot mean?
Getting hot under the collar. Yes, if you hadn't guessed. He had a wank.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
And he completed his task into someone else's woolly hat.
Why?
A woolly warmer.
A woolly warmer.
A woolly warmer, if you will.
Extra large woolly warmer.
Extra small. Imagine if that was... Oh, God.
If that was your hat, is that what you were about to say?
Yeah. Of course, it had all been caught on camera, as the entire warehouse was very openly littered with CCTV cameras. And this is how he was caught. The security guard saw it all.
Poor security guard as well.
I know. When called into the investigation, the employee went to shake my hand at the start of the meeting. I politely declined. The first question, of course, was, why?
Yeah.
But don't worry, he has a very good reason. Any guesses?
To be honest, no. Absolutely none.
Well, the guy began to explain that he and his wife had been exchanging some steamy messages. And then she sent a picture and he just couldn't resist. And that is love.
Is it?
They said,
is it the woman from the earlier story?
Warmth of the piss.
Yeah.
Oh. You might be wondering... Oh no, I forgot about this bit. You might be wondering what was in the plastic bag.
Oh.
That the security guard was clinging onto.
I forgot about the plastic bag.
It was the woolly hat.
Oh. Who did they give that to?
Evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that was your hat and you just finished your shift and you're like,
what if it was like a special hat as well, like your nan had knitted you and then someone else just jizzed in it?
Yeah. It's not what you want, really, is it?
It's not.
I wonder if you ever got it back. You wouldn't want it back.
I would never want that back.
I'd be interested to know what happened to it.
Yeah, I would,
but I guess we'll never know.
I do reiterate my poor security guard, though, because if they were also holding the plastic bag that contained said jizzy hat...
It's not CSI, though. Why have you got to pick up the evidence?
Yeah.
You don't need
to... You're not going to test it, are you?
I'm going to test it for DNA.
Is this really yours?
Yeah. Recognise this?
What, the hat or the jizz?
That is my concern.
100% mine, yeah. Oh, God.
Okay, and the final story for you.
Yeah.
This one is called 50 Shades. When someone at my old work left, we found something amazing on their work laptop. It turned out they'd been writing their very own erotic novel. I have some extracts.
Great!
I might also get
Sarah
and McKellen to read this out. If I do... We're going to ask Sarah and McKellen AI to read this out, to give it a bit of extra zhuzh.
It's really good. I can't wait. I absolutely can't wait.
Pent-up tensions exploded into an animalistic frenzy of deep kisses, encouraging untethered groping. They shared a lovely sweaty heat, a primal stick-shared intimacy, all from their rhythmic grunting and grinding.
Mm.
She was conscious about the possibility of bad breath emanating from her dry, love-making mouth.
I don't know about you, but I'm aroused.
Sorry, can you put some mouthwash in? You've got a love-making mouth. Not wanting to lose their closeness and wishing to continue, he obeyed, curling himself into the fetal position and moving back suggestively.
How do you move suggestively in the fetal position?
Is there anything sexual about the fetal position?
Is there anything sexier than the fetal position?
That's actually true.
Yeah.
She kicked her pants onto the floor and waited for the water to turn from ice cold to steaming hot.
Mm.
And purposefully, again, trying to block out thoughts about her personal daily contribution to the water scarcity and global warming.
Sustainability is sexy.
There is no planet B. Okay?
Hashtag just stop oil.
Just stop, or do just stop. Just stop this. Stop this. And then things take an interesting turn. So... Let's see if you can pick up on the theme.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, she loved walking, stretching out her leg, singular, looking around and making a mental note of the people she saw and the shops she passed. Her love of walking was odd, as it was in direct conflict with her fear of open grills.
Stop it!
Taking bare steps to avoid cracked pavements and sick from the night before, making her gait look lopsided to a casual observer. Too worried to be embarrassed, Alicia would have a fighting chance at survival should she inadvertently encounter a gate.
I don't know.
What?
And this is still the erotic...
It's very erotic.
Okay, sorry.
It's very erotic.
Obviously, it's not my scene, I would venture.
It's a niche. Sure.
Yeah.
But today, as ever, she was fearful of falling into a hole, moving horizontally straight over the dark pit beneath the street. A grave opening.
Sorry, question. Moving horizontally? So she's just lying down, like army crawling.
She's G.I. Joeing it. She's doing the worm.
Sure. She's just like pencil rolling.
It's like that. That's the way it is. Moving horizontally straight onto the dark pit beneath the street, a grave opening as the grate temporarily removed, becoming a tomb once replaced. And there we go.
Wow. That's a great discovery.
Yeah. I do want to read the full book.
I actually would like to read it cover to cover.
So get back in touch.
Yeah.
Or author, get in touch.
I'm happy with either. And if there's a part B, you know, if they, yeah, since they've left, they have written more, I believe they would call it erotica.
Yeah.
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 Based on what I've just heard.
Yeah. Oh my God, have you got any books in it? She just cracked. Oh my God, it's outrageous. What the actual F? Okay, so now we're going to move on to office gossip, Emily. And this is something that I know you're very keen on as a naturally curious person.
I am a naturally curious person.
This is probably the wrong kind of curiosity, but let's lean into it.
Yeah, fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is so dumb. Apparently, at the Christmas party, Jenny from accounts wafted her fanny at the CEO.
No.
Yeah.
Jenny from accounts.
I know. Don't be fooled. What's that again? What's wafted? Waft. Like, that's quite a specific descriptor.
A waft.
Yeah.
Was
she shooing him away?
For me, you waft a scent.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Would be keen to know how that ended. And if it was true.
Yeah.
Did it end in a promotion?
Mm. Was the CEO okay?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Okay, next one. Apparently there's a ghost in our local Pizza Hut that pinches people's asses.
Amazing.
Yeah, I know. They say they say he was a construction worker who died when the complex is being built. I don't know what to say.
That's amazing. Have you ever done the ghost tour of Brighton?
No.
So I did it for a friend's hen do a few years ago. And I can't remember which road it is. It might be the one near where like burnt oranges and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There's a ghost around there who also apparently pinches men's bums.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That's just me. That's just me in a sheet. Yeah.
So it is a thing.
Wow.
Horny ghosts.
Horny ghosts. Patrick Swayze. Not Stuart. Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, they're different.
Check.
Quite different people, yeah.
Either.
I mean, either.
I have a respect for both gentlemen.
Yeah, same.
Okay.
Wait, that was so serious. Yeah, same. Like, I was something to listen to be like, oh, God, that's lovely. And no, really like, has same. A lot of... Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, Charles and Camilla, not their real names,
okay,
obviously, banged in the kitchenette after work, and he used our boss's mug to jizz into.
Oh, what is with people jizzing into stuff?
Just use a condom, guys.
Yeah.
Practice safe sex. It hasn't been verified, but every time I see the boss drinking a tea, I feel sick.
Oh, no. That's the thing, because it's like, you know, that's going to come up every single time.
Yeah.
It's why you shouldn't have specific mugs, that's what I think.
Yeah, don't have your own mug.
Yeah.
Because you are a mug.
Because if you're not liked, that's going to be full of jizz.
Oh, big time. Do get back in touch, by the way, with any of these rumours if you find out they've been verified.
Oh, 100%.
HR soul. Okay, so Emily, we've heard all the gossip and all the stories.
Yeah.
Who is your HR soul?
Nice.
Of the week.
Definitely the guy that used the house.
Yeah.
I think, you know, frowned upon.
Sure.
But you've got to respect it on some level. Because it's not my house, to be fair.
But well, who's yours?
Of this week's stories and gossip.
I actually think... I think the Guardian reader, just because it's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, don't you read the Guardian? Okay.
Yes. Yeah,
sure. Oh, apologies.
Sorry. Yeah. My mistake.
Sorry. Mr. Smart.
IT error there.
God, sorry, it must be our fault. Honestly, like, no, you do get back to your cryptic crossword.
What were you reading? That's what I'd have said.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry, can you tell me about it? Because I love The Guardian.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love The Guardian so much. Like, what was
I read
favorite?
It this morning.
I read it front to back this morning.
Yeah.
What was your favourite bit?
Probably the crossword. I'll be like, all of it, really. The greatest hits.
Yeah. I love the stuff that you loved.
Yeah. Same with you, basically.
Same.
All of it. I couldn't choose.
I actually just think it's great. Couldn't choose.
Yeah.
I think we give great advice.
I think we're amazing at advice. Okay, so now we move on to the final section of the episode, which is Advice Corner.
Oh, great.
So you've had two glasses of wine.
Probably when I give my best HR advice.
Yeah.
That's what I find in the office.
Get loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
If you have a workplace conundrum or question and you want a couple of half-pissed HR people to give you advice, do write in.
We're your gals.
Hey. And by the way, there have been people who've written in with questions and wanting advice, and some of it's just, like, really dark.
Yeah.
So I will get back to you. But I probably won't read it on the podcast.
Yeah.
But please just still get in touch because I'll...
Yeah, of course.
We'll make sure that you get to the right person.
Yeah, you get the support you need.
But yeah, we're only going to read out fun stuff on this one.
Does that primarily mean sexy ones?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Big time.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Those are the best HR
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, sex sells.
Always.
If there has been a shag... I'm interested.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Question one.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping with my business partner's client. What should I do? She says she reckons it's fine and we keep it low key, but I feel uneasy.
Oh, that's tough.
I know.
Because it's fine, right?
It's fine. It is fine.
From a non-HR thing.
Yeah.
My gut is that if you feel uneasy about something, that's not the right thing to be doing.
If it smells like poo, it probably is poo.
Yeah. But, you know, if it is a low level, kind of a no strings attached,
yeah,
just sleeping together type thing, yeah, then, you know, get some.
Go enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
So basically, make sure you don't end it in a bad way.
Yeah.
You don't want your business partner to lose a client.
And that's the thing, isn't it? That's the concern, is that...
You don't want them to go all Lizzie Boyd on you. Because...
Yeah. I mean, and that's presumably what she's concerned about.
Yeah.
From a business perspective.
If your
business partner's not worried, you shouldn't be as worried. Unless you think it is going to end badly.
Yes. Yeah. So basically, don't be a dick.
Yes. Okay, I just felt like we said shag a lot.
I do. I use that word all the time.
Mm.
Shag.
Shag's a great word, that's why.
It's so fun. Like, I just think it's the most fun word.
Shag. Do you remember when there was a phase when people used to say shagged when they were tired?
Oh my God.
I've got him absolutely shagged.
I do.
When did that stop being a thing?
Absolutely shagged.
God, guys, what a day. I am shagged.
I've got absolutely shagged at work today. Question two. On a work night out, I saw a WhatsApp to and from my bosses calling me and my colleague Gen Z pussies. What do I do?
What is wrong with people?
I know.
Gen Z pussies.
Also, like, who speaks like that?
Yeah.
As a Gen Z person myself, I'm actually, like, really offended.
Yeah, we're both Gen Z.
Yeah.
Well,
probably.
Potentially, yeah.
I know. That's actually, like, quite a bad one.
Yeah.
My advice to this person would be, you got to speak to them about it.
Yeah.
Be like, listen, I saw that text and I've got
a problem.
I've got a bit of an issue here.
Yeah.
But this company needs to be really careful.
100%.
Gen Z, pussies.
Yeah.
Age.
Yeah.
Gender. Interesting.
Yeah, and I think if you don't get the response from talking to the bosses, you know, take it further. If you're uncomfortable, speak to your people team or your HR team or whatever they are, or speak to someone outside of the people it's relevant to.
Yeah.
God. But, oh my God.
I know. Also, like, what?
Who talks like that?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow. Question three. I know for a fact that I'm paid less than my coworker, We were hired at the same time for the same role and we do the same job. Guess what the difference is, Emily?
One of them's a man.
Yeah, correct.
You and got it. Can I guess? The one that's paid more is the man.
Incorrect. No, joking. You are correct.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Call it out.
Yeah.
Hands down, call it out. Are you doing the same thing? Are you adding the same value to the business? If one of you left, what would the impact be? If the impact would be the same, you should be paid the same.
Yeah.
It's not as complicated as people think it is. Yeah. If you're doing the same thing,
just get paid the same.
You should be paid the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe it still goes on.
It's mental, isn't it?
Yeah.
All the time. All the time. Oh, God.
Remember, listeners, Lizzie is 100.
I am. And one.
Yeah.
Final question. I'm pretty sure my manager is sleeping with my teammate. And they're both married. Little plot twist.
Wow.
Classic.
Yeah.
They always go off for lunch together. They flirt. And recently, they went away for a work thing, and I wasn't even asked if I wanted to go. I did want to go.
Oof.
It's making a really weird atmosphere, and it's really awkward. Help.
Wow. That is difficult.
Ménage à trois?
That's an option. Maybe keep that as plan B.
Sure.
Oh, that's really hard.
I know.
Like, you know, it's one thing if you know two people are having an affair. When it's actually directly impacting you,
yeah,
it is tough.
It's rancid.
Like, can you talk? Are you close enough to either of them to ask? I mean, I think probably ideally the teammate rather than the boss. But, you know, if you've got a really good relationship.
Yeah.
To say.
Just sort of sidle up to them and go, tap that.
Yeah. Not as subtle as you think you are, lads.
Yeah.
Don't. But, like, I'm fine, you know.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do. But don't let it impact my life.
Yeah, because I still want to go on work trips.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to not be picked for stuff just because I'm not shagging him.
Yeah. Where you're going to get into trouble is if there are, like, opportunities that are given to the other person.
Because they might deserve them, but no one will ever think that they do as soon as it's out.
Exactly. That person gets a sweet promotion,
yeah,
then immediately you're going to be like, wow, I should have sucked my way to the top.
Yeah. And also, if the boss is listening from this scenario, one thing that someone I work with recently has started saying is, don't poke the payroll.
It's a classic.
Don't shit where you eat.
It's so complicated, isn't it? And, like, when there's a difference in seniority,
yeah,
it gets really complicated.
It's really complicated. I mean, you know, it's probably not the right way to look at it, but at least they are both married.
Yeah.
It's not like one of them is married and, you know.
Two wrongs do make a right.
They do. I have heard that, particularly when it comes to affairs.
Mm. What do you think they should do then? Just speak to them.
I think if you're comfortable, just speak to them. And I think, you know, possibly come from the angle that if there's any special treatment or promotions or whatever, it will be seen as special treatment regardless of whether this person's earned it or not.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, it's easy to get swept up and stuff, and whether they're in it just for sleeping together or, you know, whether there's more, it could end badly for everyone.
Yeah. Well, keep us posted.
Yeah, please do.
Write this. And that's a wrap.
Great.
Are you still there? If you are, thank you for joining on this wild ride.
I've had a great time.
A huge thank you again to everyone who wrote in with their stories and their gossip and their questions. If you do have something you want to tell us, get in touch at hruokhun@gmail.com or drop us a DM on Instagram. We've even got a super anonymous Google form. Yeah, love that. So thank you very much, and goodbye.
Bye.
Are you free for a quick chat?